passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Everyone talks about driving visitors to your website, the importance of traffic and search engine optimization. But how important is it really? Mark P. Summers is from Monkey Design House and is the author of How to Get More Visitors to Your Website.
People now aren't using Yellow Pages, they're not using paper media as much as they used to, and they're now using Google and other search engines. So if we're not listed when we do a search for whatever they're looking for, then we're not going to be found and we're not going to get the business. So I would say it's paramount to be listed somewhere, and preferably on page one, if not number one, of the search engine results.
And how do you do that then? Because obviously there are, well, millions of websites out there all wanting to be number one.
It's about optimizing your site in such a way that Google can understand what your site does. So, for example, if you're a service provider for, let's say, a plumber, then Google needs to look at your site and understand that you are a plumber and a plumber within a certain area. So it's about the text on the page and links to your site, giving you clarification of what your website's about.
Now, that's if you're geographically specific, but what about if it doesn't matter where your clients come from, they come from anywhere in the UK?
Then it's all about the key phrases. So if you were a business coach that provided service internationally, not just in the UK or nationally, then we'd need to make sure that our website clarifies exactly what we do, the type of business coaching. So when people do a search for business coach, there's going to be lots and lots of hits, and we need to make sure that we have the right information to convince Google that we are worthy of being number one, or at least on page one.
And is that just about putting, you know, the word plumber, for example, or business coach in your site over and over again?
Definitely not. There are certain techniques that used to work, and keyword loading, as they call it, is one of those, where we would just repeat keywords worthlessly throughout the text. The text needs to be human readable, i.e. it needs to make sense, but it also needs to be keyword rich. And there's certain percentages of density that those words should have within that text. And there's various tools on my website, for example, there's a keyword density cloud tool, which allows you to look at the content on your site and see quite what Google sees your website to be about.
What about if your company name means nothing in relation to what you actually do? So in other words, you can imagine your company name might appear quite a few times on the website, and that would seem in marketing terms the right kind of thing to do. But on the other hand, that's going to shift your keyword density.
Oh, sure. There are two ways of people finding you: searching by company, i.e. brand awareness, and searching by sector. Brand awareness is very easy. Because your name is usually quite unique, having your name just once or twice on a page is usually enough, whereas the actual sector or the term you're looking to promote has more competition for it. So we need to make sure that the density of that particular phrase is a lot higher than we would with the name. And brand recognition is actually quite easy to do with search engine optimization, where sector and industry recognition is a lot more difficult. So we need to make sure that we have our sector and our information, our key phrases, in the right context and the right density on a page.
And what about links? People keep talking about we should link to each other's sites, and that's a good thing, is it?
Having inbound links is really important. Having outbound links doesn't help you at all for SEO. So ideally what you need is industry-related or sector-related sites linking to you, and making sure that those links are also keyword-rich. So a lot of people use the term click here for as a link, and that doesn't help you at all for SEO. What we really need to do is have the word business coach or plumber as those inbound links, and there's the clickable part of the inbound link that then comes to the industry-related page.
How long does all of this take? I mean, are you going to get to page one in a couple of weeks?
Definitely not. Search engine optimization is an ongoing project, and just doing 3 or 4 minutes of work isn't going to make you number one on the search engines. As far as the inbound links, we don't necessarily want to find 100 links in one day, because Google will see that as a search engine optimization frenzy. We need to do this gradually so that Google can see the increase of popularity over time, and the keywords need to be written in such a way that the words can be picked up slowly. And so changing your text and building inbound links should be done over a period of 2 or 3 months, and then the results will take anywhere between 2 to 6 months to actually start to show.
And once you're at the top, it's easy to stay at the top.
You shouldn't relax when you get to the top, because all we need is number two or number three to then do more optimization to get above you. I always say search engine optimization is like a large game of top trumps, where different points are awarded for different things. And so we need to continue to gradually work on our site to keep it there, working on building more inbound links and building more popularity.
That's Mark P. Summers from Monkey Design House. His book, How to Get More Visitors to Your Website, is published by Word for Word. There are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.